This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
G'day, it's Dean from the team at Hide and Seek. Now, we know how much you love the show, but it's time for you to tell the boss and the rest of the world how much you love the program. To let the boss know how much you love Hide and Seek, head to joy.org.au and complete our annual listener survey. It'll only take a few minutes of your time and it'll do the world of good for us. To let the rest of the world know, if you're listening via iTunes or via Stitcher, be sure to give us a 5-star rating, and in doing that, it'll help others find out about the program. Thank you very much for your support over the last 7 years, and with your continued support, Hide and Seek will be here for many years to come.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
As we go along, let us study the male anatomy. Most men know less about their own bodies than they do about their automobiles.
The following feature has been rated R.
Don't panic.
This program contains coarse language.
It is recommended for people aged 15 years and over.
Are you ready? Sit back, turn up the volume, and enjoy our show.
Welcome.
Hide and seek.
Good evening and welcome to Hide and Seek for another Wednesday night. This is your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. My name is Andrew the Apprentice. Behind the seat tonight, it's a bit weird, been a long time, but joining me over the desk is Mr. Tim. Good evening.
Good evening. Happy National Coming Out Day.
That was yesterday, yes.
Oh, I put mine up today.
I know. I saw it. You put it up today. This is one of the things about it's National Coming Out Day, but it because it happens internationally, we get all the social media feeds happening from the US.
Oh, I decided to put mine up today.
Very good.
Did you share yours?
No. I saw you share yours earlier today, and I was like, oh, yeah, no, that's right. I can't be bothered trying to remember.
I remember mine very vividly.
It is about 15, 16 years ago, though, for me. So, you know, I was a bit older than normal. But anyway, well, older than the young guys here today. Because here around Joy, of course, we have Unicorn Youth here at 7 o'clock on Wednesdays. And the guys, the students that come in, they're like 12 or 13, 14, 15, 16 years old.
Right.
It's like, wow.
I didn't come out then, but I was having sex then. My mum doesn't know that, though. Hi, Mum.
She may be listening. Tonight on Hide and Seek, look, we are getting ready for a very busy weekend.
We sure are. We just had a meeting to talk about all the things we're going to be doing.
Exactly. So it is, of course, the Northside Bazaar happening this coming Saturday, the 15th of October. All happening down at the Laird and the street next door, Henry Street next door.
I've heard this being described as Folsom meets carnival.
It is a bit like that, exactly. So it is it's a great event. Make sure you get along. And so the Hide and Seek boys have been teaming up with the Down and Dirty boys from the VAC. And
that sounds like a porno, doesn't it?
It does. Will it be? Well, we'll have to find out very shortly here on Hide and Seek, because the Down and Dirty Boys are joining us, and we get to know each other a little bit before we do some stuff on Saturday. We, of course, are looking after the lead stage, so we're going to find out what the Down and Dirty Boys get up to, and also about what's happening on Saturday.
Very excited.
So all that's coming up very shortly here on Hide and Seek. Coming up next, well, very shortly though, Dean Beck, our Mr. Dean Beck, went along to a little opening, or a big opening.
Whichever way you want
to put it. Last night over in Paran. So we thought we'd kick it off this evening with a little bit of hearing about what Dean got up to last night over in Paran. You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
Oh, Barry, I am coming for you.
I like your spunk.
Well, you don't have to rub it in.
Inappropriate. You think?
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Hi, this is Dean Beck with a Hide and Seek Extra. Now, there are very few perks you get in this business, but recently I got an invitation to the official opening of a men's underwear store. It was an invitation I couldn't refuse.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
Daily Jops started out as a Facebook fan page and has grown into a global online retail shipping business with some 10,000 products going worldwide each month. And with a new store in Paran, I headed along to check it out. I'm with Aaron, who is a VIP customer here at the Daily Jocks Media Night. Aaron, what is it about Daily Jocks that you love?
I like Daily Jocks because it's actually quite accessible. Having the shop front, it's the only one like it in Melbourne, which means that I get to actually see the styles and see sort of the cuts and fits and brands that I may not know, and get a bit more of an idea about what they actually are.
How is that different to going to your local department store to find something to fit underneath your jeans?
I like much more exciting brands. I like different things, different styles. Currently have about 130.
Whoa!
I am too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
You really are a collector. How often do you wear each one of these 130?
Well,
you wear them once and that's it.
As it works out, I could probably go about 4 months without having to do the washing. But no, I tend to wear the same ones that I like quite often, which tend to be the new ones that I have. And then every few weeks it's like, oh, I find something that I haven't worn in quite a long time.
I believe there is a market for previously used underwear. Maybe you need to tap into that.
One of my friends has actually just done that on eBay. I like my underwear too much. I'm not willing to part with it.
Fair enough. Aaron, thank you for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah, on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk.
Now, I also got to speak to the founder of Daily Jocks, Nicholas Eganese. Nick, when we last spoke, this store was a mere fantasy. Congratulations. It's well and truly up and running. It must be a huge achievement.
Thank you. Yes, I'm really proud and excited that the store is open. I think what we're offering guys in Melbourne is something different to what's out there. And I think the store design itself looks really cool. So I'm really happy with that.
Your business model is an extraordinary one. You started a fan group, really, around underwear, first and foremost, and basically did your research as to what was going to be popular and what was going to be wanted before opening a business. It's what everybody says you should do in business, but nobody does.
It's definitely easy to just start a fan group of any sort that you like. The hard part is always letting people know about it. So for me, I think I was quite lucky where I was into Facebook early on, and pages were going viral if there's just some interest. And I think I was lucky that I'm not the only one who likes undies. There seems to be millions of people out there that like it.
So we all wear them.
Yeah, we do.
My favourite section of your South Yarra store is the back section. It's the sealed section. Any chance of expanding that part of your business? Because for me, that's where all the fun is.
Yes, the playroom at the back is a bit of fun. You need to ask for it if you would like to see it. But we do offer some extra things in there that might not be safe for work. Let's just put it that way. great. But look, definitely always adding new products there as well. It's great for parties. Very popular when Trough was on. So definitely keen to get some extra brands in the back room too.
There are limitations with having a bricks and mortar store. You can only display so much product. What we see here at your South Yarra outlet is merely a fraction of what really is available.
That's right. So we have over 800 styles online, whereas the store we carry about 200 to 300 styles. The good thing is our warehouse is on site, so if anyone is needing to purchase something that isn't available in the store, we'll give them an iPad, they can check it out, and we'll just bring it out from the back. So
I wish I had known that earlier. Now, listen, tonight is your first media night. It's been a huge success. You've revealed various state by state what is most popular. And we've discovered that the Northern Territory loves the G-string the most.
Yes, a leopard skin G-string.
oh, it's refined. It's even more refined than just the G-string. It's the leopard skin G-string.
Yeah, they seem to like that over there. I'm not sure if it's trying to relate to the wildlife that's in the Northern Territory, but yeah, it's definitely been an interesting reveal.
Now, the biggest lunch was certainly Victoria. Is that a home ground advantage, or what's the story there?
probably. He did have the enhancing undies. There was definitely no other enhancement besides the undies, so the undies do work. They do enhance.
I noticed. Nick, congratulations on the success of Daily Jocks and your store here in South Yarra. Continued success, and thank you very much for joining us on the program today.
Thanks, Dean.
I'm Dean Beck for Hide and Seek Extra.
Hide and seek. Joy 94.9.
That was Dean Beck down at the opening of Daily Jocks last night. Thanks to Dean for posting that report. And there'll be a full description of the opening on the Hide and Seek podcast feed very shortly.
And not some photos?
I don't know if you got any photos. Ah. I'm sure if you checked out Dean's Twitter, I'm sure there's photos there somewhere. So, yes, no doubt they will be around. Now, coming up very shortly is, of course, the boys from Down and Dirty, as the Down and Dirty boys and the Hide and Seek boys get ready for the Northside Bazaar this coming Saturday. So make sure you stay tuned.
Joy 94.9.
The Northside Bazaar sets up shop in Henry Street, Abbotsford this Saturday for their fifth year of celebrations.
Northside Bazaar is set to be bigger and better than ever before,
with live performances from some of Melbourne's kookiest and kinkiest performers, leather and treasure stalls, market stalls and auctions galore. There is guaranteed to be something for every taste.
Raising money for the David Williams Fund and Joy, the Northside Bazaar is fast becoming one of Melbourne's most loved events.
So gather your group and head on down to the bazaar for an afternoon of gaiety and something a little different.
For more information and a full lineup of events, go to northsidebazaar.com or just keep listening to us for the next 45 minutes. This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. This coming Saturday is, of course, Northside Bazaar, October the 15th. Make sure you're down there at Henry Street in Abbotsford, the Laird, of course, and is it the Freemasons Hall? Somebody?
The
Masonic Hall. Masonic Hall over the road is all happening there. And we'll be there, Tim.
We certainly will be, and we're getting down and dirty.
We are getting down and dirty. Good evening, gentlemen from Down and Dirty.
Good evening.
Welcome.
So we have got Craig and Michael here, who are health educators at Victorian AIDS Council's Sexually Adventurous Men Project, better known as Down and Dirty.
That's us.
That's us.
So, guys, what is Down and Dirty all about?
Okay, well, Down and Dirty is a website that we aim at sexually adventurous men, which is anyone who has multiple sex partners, people into all sorts of kinks, so fisting, bondage, water sports, anything like that. They may use drugs during the sexual play, so we sort of give a lot of information on the website of how to do things safely. We don't endorse things, but we sort of, if you're going to do something, this is what you might need to consider.
So harm minimisation type.
Yeah, exactly.
Things like that. Now, Michael, most people, I'm guessing, would probably know Down and Dirty from, you know, picking up a wristband or something at an event.
Yeah, probably. One of the things we aim to do and focus on doing is getting the Down and Dirty message into people's homes, into their cars, into their back pockets, into wherever they're going to be able to grab hold of it. So we like to engage with people out at parties, sex on premises venues, and one of the ways we do that is through distributing some of our resources and our collateral. So you might have seen out at one of the underwear parties or at Adam or at the latest trough, the Down and Dirty wristbands, we've got little leg pouches, so you can carry all of your stuff around safely with you. Especially being in sex on premises venues, you don't want to leave all your goodies unattended. And if you're stripping down to just your jocks, you don't really have anywhere to put your money.
Exactly, or even less.
So good.
Or even less.
I can even fit my wallet in the mobile phone one.
They're yes, really good, aren't they?
Yeah, very handy.
Although when the new mobile phones came out, everyone was like, can you make a bigger one? Because my phone doesn't fit in it.
But it's really about connecting with the community and the guys that are at those sort of sex on premises venues and that sort of those sort of events.
Yeah. We use it as a conversation starter sometimes as well, and we also meet with community groups and ask them what they want, what their needs are, and go from there.
So, as health educators, do you go to the events if there's a big party on, for example? Would you go to those events and engage with the community?
Yeah, well, the reason we're actually in the job is because regardless of our job, we'd probably be there anyway. but yeah, pretty much every weekend or even through the week, that there's always something on. So even if we're not there in a VAC capacity, you'll normally see our faces there anyway.
Or otherwise, you'll see our safe sex packs taped to the wall.
Yeah.
And what kind of questions do you get from people that are curious?
All sorts of things, actually. Yeah. Sexual health things, drug interaction questions. Depending on what type of party it is and where we are, we partner with DanceWise Victoria as well for Trough, and they sort of deal with the AOD stuff, and then we deal with the sexual health questions, and we just look after people. So sometimes people just want to come up for a chat and tell us their life story or, yeah.
Yep. Especially with obviously the PrepEx rollout just being such a massive thing here in Victoria over the last couple of months, a lot of the questions we've had have been around PrEP and what is it, how do I get it, does it work, what do I do, what happens, kind of thing.
And do you have packs to tell people specifically about PrEP?
We usually don't, purely because in those sort of situations, again, if you're not wearing much clothing or any at all, you've got nowhere to put stuff. So yeah, that's why we invest in creating great items like the wristbands and stuff that has all the website details on them, so they can go home and take it off and then the next morning go, oh, that's right, I can check out that website and I can get info on PrEP or fisting.
We also run community forums as well. We've just recently done with one with Vic Bears. We did a PrEP forum for them, so we do things like that as well.
So are sexually adventurous men a difficult cohort to reach?
They can be, because a lot of guys into quote-unquote esoteric sex practices esoteric sex practices. So anything that's outside of the realm of normality, to put that in quotes. So anything that's outside of the norm.
I hate that word too.
It's my favourite big word.
No, normality.
Guys,
I hate that word.
Everyone hates normality. Guys tend to come in and out of the sexually adventurous men's community, so guys might get really into the leather scene for a couple of months, a couple of years, and then sort of they've done their dash and they fade back out again, and you know, they get a partner and end up in a monogamous relationship and have less community ties with other sexually adventurous men, so you lose them. So you only get them for a certain amount of time sometimes, and a lot of them are men who have sex with men that aren't community connected, so they're not the guys you see at the Laird every weekend or out at the trough parties or whatever. So sometimes those are the harder guys to get in contact with, because you don't have a lot of direct contact with them.
And some of them are new to the scene as well, so it's also pointing them in the right direction to get the information out to them to different events and things like that as well.
And I must say, I've had a look at your website, and someone who would fit into that category, I'm actually learning quite a lot.
That's good.
That's the thing. Even if you consider yourself a kinky guy or a sexually adventurous guy, you might be, you know, Fistmaster 2000, but you might not know the next thing about water sports or, you know,
breath control
or impact play. You might not know the first thing about how to hit someone with a crop and do it safely so that you're both getting off.
And do you have things like links to, say, workshops and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. We have links to the one that Dean runs, actually, Lend a Hand.
Shameless
when
plug.
That's on. And, yeah, so whatever's happening around Melbourne, we usually put something up and on the front page.
So, particularly for those hard-to-reach guys, as you said, you might be at events and that sort of thing, handing out merchandise, but do you guys have to really market through online forums or particular websites and things like that?
We do a little bit of advertising, not a great deal. We find we get quite a lot of interest in the website with very little promotion, which just goes to show that the content is really engaging and guys are really enjoying it. But we do a little bit of advertising here and there through you know, print and online advertising.
Yeah.
What about in regional areas, people who aren't necessarily in the cities?
That's something we're really interested in looking at doing, especially with the PrepX rollout, having a regional and rural capacity where people will be able to access prep through sites in, you know, Geelong and Bendigo and places like that. And with partnering with That Country, we've got now a little bit more room to move so we can get out there and get into some more regional and rural communities.
And we also have an Ask a Specialist section, because there might not be a fisting expert in, you know, rural Victoria. So people can ask questions anonymously if they like, and then we'll put the questions towards someone who's an expert in that field, or otherwise a doctor if it's a medical thing, or if it's a drug and alcohol question. We've got people at VAC that we'll direct that specifically to, so that reaches people that way as well.
That's fantastic. That's really good.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We are chatting to the guys from the Down and Dirty team, because, you know, the Down and Dirty team and the Hide and Seek team are teaming up this coming Saturday at the Northside Bazaar. We're going to get a little bit into that in a very short time. But first off, we're going to come back and learn more about Down and Dirty and maybe what is the most popular page. These guys might know. You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
Hide and Seek.
Fireball.
This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Andrew and Tim are with you this evening. We are joined by the Down and Dirty Boys because we're going to be hanging out with them on Saturday at Northside Bazaar, so we thought we'd better get to know them a little bit.
Certainly.
Now, Tim, you've been sitting here fascinated with the website.
I have been, and I noticed one of the Down and Dirty Boys actually on it.
Oh, really?
Which one? So we've got Craig and Michael with us. Craig, you are in a couple of the photos.
Yes.
Was that before you were involved as a health educator, or is it?
Yeah, it was. I originally started with the project in about 2010. I started volunteering there, and there's a video of me up online. And then in 2014, I want to say, was when we did the new photo shoot. So, yeah, I got involved with that as well.
Great.
So.
And Michael, you've only been recently involved, is that right?
Yeah, so I was never a volunteer. That lies with Craig. We've actually both just begun our role at VAC in a paid capacity.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the last just over 3 months.
Yep. I'm part-time.
Michael's he's part-time and I'm full-time. But we both started at the same time, which was very cool.
Great.
Aww. Lovely. Yeah.
Now, Tim, what's been piquing your interest in going through the website?
So, of course, we've been discussing fisting on the show recently.
We have.
And the first page that I looked up was fisting. And there's some great tips in here, actually, about sexual health, which I think a lot of people take for granted, considering it's not a penis. They think, oh, well, I'm not going to catch anything. It's a fist. But there's actually some concerns there. So I didn't know that.
Very good. So, and guys, I'm guessing we're going to assume that this is probably the most busiest website web page of the Down and Dirty site.
Yeah, I'd have to say the fisting page is pretty popular.
Yep.
It's a pretty comprehensive page. There's a lot of information on
there.
But the images on the website are really striking, and not just because Craig's in it, but it is one of the cooler images that we've got on the website. So it's very interesting.
It's shocked one of the ladies from a cat that does the accounts at Bank. she can't look at me the same again after she's seen that one.
I'm sure she'll manage.
There are we're just going to run through some of the topic areas. So we've got anal play and toys, BDSM, which includes cock and ball torture, needle play, tit torture, corporal punishment. Also, body modification, which includes tattooing, piercing, scarification, branding. We've got breath control, cock sucking, enemas, douching, oral sex, electrosex, fucking fisting, water sports, scat, saline, sounding, rimming, and felching.
That pretty much covers all the letters of the alphabet, doesn't
we've
it?
Got a it's pretty much more a rainbow, isn't it? We're going to add pup play into it as pup well, play? Now that's become wicked. So popular. Cool. So that's going to be the next thing that'll go up, probably.
And is it something that continually needs to be updated, Michael?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you just have to look at things like biomedical preventions being such a hot topic in the sexual health space in the last, you know, say 5 years. So when something new comes along, so when you're thinking about PrEP or guys being undetectable and what that means for relationships and what that means for condom negotiation and sexually transmitted infections, all of a sudden a new thing comes along and your whole sort of realm of thinking around sexual health changes. So you've sort of got to one thing comes along, you've got to revisit everything.
Yeah.
Is sort of the way it goes. And like you said, with pup play being such a massive kink and fetish at the moment, it's something new is always coming along. So Sam guys get bored. We want new stuff.
So we consult the community as well. We have what's called the Sam Action Group. So we'll bring different members of the community in and say, hey, what's new? What do you want to see? What speaks to you? Is this information still relevant? Just so that we make sure what we're putting out there is relevant to what people want and need.
And as you said, if you're at the events talking to people and there's going to be that question that comes up going, actually, I mean, obviously you're not going to know the website back to front and every single word on the website, but it might be a question that comes forward from the community where they don't know.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
When it's not on and there. that's what the really the Ask the Specialist section on the website is really all about. So people can email in and ask those questions. And we're not a walking dictionary of sexual health. We don't know everything. So, you know, if we're ever put on the spot, we can always direct people to that service. And once a question's asked, it doesn't get just lost into the ether. It's recorded on the website. So if someone's got the same question, they can go along. They can type in, you know, fisting or water sports, and they can see what everyone else has asked.
Yeah.
And it's all anonymous. It's not, you know, Michael Whelan asked this, da 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 da.
So would you get medical professionals that are being engaged?
Yeah, so we liaise directly with our own staff that are medical professionals. So the guys that work at, say, Centre Clinic or Pronto are our first ports of call. But then there's other people that are not necessarily medical professionals, but are, you know, kink 101 walking dictionaries. So
right.
BJ guys that from Eagle Leather, for example.
Guys that are into certain sexual practices that know more than most GPs do about, you know, what the inner lining of your sphincter is like, and
wow.
and you know, if I put this in there, what's going to happen? If I put that in there, what's going to happen? If I take this and put that in there, what's going to happen? That some of them are just like, yeah.
And what's the turnaround time for some of these questions? Like, is it a live chat where you could be in the moment and go, I'm going to pass the question?
Unfortunately, we don't have a day. About a day.
If it's depending on how busy people are, if it goes to the Centre Clinic, or Dr. George is always very helpful too. He's actually made some wonderful videos that we've linked up. So usually about a day will be the turnaround, and then we'll have the question up on the website the next day. But occasionally it can be a little bit longer, but we try and make it the next day.
Now, one of the sections I've just discovered there is called Up Close, which is where guys apparently can come and just tell their stories. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So people can come in and they can submit a story about anything that they want to, really, about their kink or what they've gone through, and we'll put that up there.
Yep. Doesn't even have to be a true account or story. Guys just put up their fantasies and their kink fetishes and stuff. Like, I'd really like to, you know, what go to a really sauna like for the do? First time, oh. And I'd love to go to a sauna for the first time, and I've never been one. Like, and all their you know, imaginings just come to life in their prose, so to speak. So some of it's really, really quite good.
So why have that on the website? What's the purpose of that, really?
It's a centralized place so that if I visit the website, I can connect with other guys
you can
that are into the same sort of thing. I can relate to them. I can go on and think, oh, you know, I'm a bit of a weirdo because I've got a foot fetish, or, you know, I'm into getting pissed on, but, you know, I don't really know anyone else that does. You can go on that website and you can go, oh, this person's got the exact same fantasy I do. Therefore, I'm not a freak. Therefore, what I'm into is hot. And as long as I'm doing it safely, then it's perfectly
Some of the questions
fine.
Start with that. There's a couple that have said, you know, this might sound weird or whatever.
And a lot of them start with, yeah, this might sound weird, but
.. Yeah, so it's... And then when they go on there and find out, you know, a whole lot of other guys have asked similar things, or people have told their stories about them, they think, okay, well, maybe I'm not weird. And then they can feel better about themselves and make better health decisions around sexual practices.
So they can engage other people who've put comments up?
But yeah, they can engage in a comment thread, but it's usually sort of a one-on-one back and forth.
Yep.
In the Ask a Specialist section, that's what that's like. But in the comment section, people can say, I did that exact same thing, or I really want to do that exact same thing.
To you.
Not unless I've clocked off and I'm just, you know, commenting on the up close section. Yeah.
Is there a section that I don't know about on this website?
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We're chatting with Craig and Michael from Down and Dirty, and but of course we are catching up. All of us and the entire Hide and Seek team, I think, are going to be there on Saturday for the Northside Bazaar
with shirts.
With shirts, apparently. Who knows? It may ruin my look.
Just because we need shirts.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to step up with the merchandise. Coming up, though, we're going to talk about what Northside Bazaar is all about and what we're all going to be doing. You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Just shake that ass.
Own it, baby. Joy. Get on it. Just shake what your mama gave you. Get on it.
Joy 94.9. You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Andrew and Tim here, joined by Craig and Michael from Down and Dirty. Now, guys, all of us here, we are all going to be down at the Northside Bazaar this coming Saturday, the 15th of October. And we're all joined together to help out on the LED stage and get that organised.
Indeed we are.
Sure are.
Yep. So, Michael, I was lucky because I went away for 5 weeks on holiday, so I just...
Very conveniently, I might add.
Yeah, but you've really taken the lead on this.
Oh, thank you.
So what have you... And Craig as well, what are you guys been looking out for on the LED stage?
I've got some pretty interesting and varied stuff. We've got Riverkeeper doing some great suspension and flogging. So if you've ever been to a trough party or some of the other parties, you've probably seen some of his amazing rope work. And he also does stuff at Spit and Polish, some really cool suspension type of things.
Yep.
We've got Mistress Minx and Kintama. So they're doing Harmony in Bind, which is a blend of beauty, feel and form of Japanese rope with movement. And, Michael, what else are we doing?
Well, the funny thing is we've got all these great, like, queer Melbourne performers.
Yes.
I mean, the great thing about this event is it's one of the days that the LED throws open its doors to everyone in the community. So it's obviously a predominantly... It is a men-only venue, pretty much every day of the year, apart from 3 days. So this is one of the great days where no matter who you are or what you identify as, you can come along to the LED and have an absolutely freaking fantastic day. So we've got this opportunity to showcase a various eclectic group of sort of kinky performers. We've got, you know, guys and girls and everything in between kind of thing. So a lot of the really cool queer performers really haven't told us what they're doing yet.
Oh,
they've given us an indication. Yeah.
That's a bit of a surprise.
We've told them to let us know if, you know, the first three rows will get wet kind of thing. But some of them are like, yeah, I'm just going to do something sort of a bit kinky and queer. So we're like, all right.
And they've been creative. They'll figure it out the night before.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And now, there'll be food involved. And
hopefully not too much, and hopefully it won't be too sticky. I'm talking to you, Stephen Spencer.
Of course, so we're looking after the lead stage, which will be the stage inside the lead.
Correct.
In the back area. Not the beer garden, not the front room.
The main bar.
So this is like the no-holes barred stage.
Pretty much, yeah. Yes. So the auction hall across the Masonic... Masonic Lodge,
Masonic Hall.
Is the auction hall, and it's the G-rated family.
That's the family
for all.
The family room's the one over the street.
That's with the petting zoo. Yeah, that's where you get in the little buggy. No,
that's ours isn't quite X-rated.
It's not X-rated.
Mature audiences only.
Yes.
Very suggestive and kinky, and sexy.
Obviously, it's facilitated by Down and Dirty, so we want it to be a bit down and dirty.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's off the main thoroughfare, so people can come in and get a beer and check out what's going on. But, yeah, it's off the main thoroughfare, so you're not just going to be walking around bidding on items and suddenly someone's getting flogged in front of you. It won't be that confrontational. So.
And we're giving away some merch.
So if you pop into the Laird and come and visit the Laird stage, both the Hide and Seek and the Down and Dirty Boys, myself and Craig will be there. So you'll be able to get your hands on some very cool new Down and Dirty merchandise, which would be great.
Hot off the presses.
Hot off the shelves, yeah, exactly.
Now, of course, If anyone went, particularly last year, because last year was the first year of what are we up to? Year five, I think we're up to. But last year, of course, was the street and also the Masonic Hall for the first time. Last year it was great. There was beautiful weather.
And, it was great weather last year.
And lots of stalls, and you could walk around and barbecue, I think, and a whole heap of things happening. So there's going to be a lot happening. I just had a look. The weather forecast for this coming Saturday...
is shit.
No.
Oh!
No, it's not.
I'm surprised.
I thought it was going to be windy.
A little bit windy. Mostly sunny. No chance of rain. 24 degrees.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic.
So it's looking like a beautiful spring day here in Melbourne.
Just windy.
You know what mostly sunny is like? Mostly sunny. Mostly sunny is the equivalent of someone says, oh, you look good. that's what mostly sunny means. Or it's the weatherman saying, we don't know what's going to happen.
But it will be amazing regardless.
It'll be amazing regardless.
Yeah.
And if it gets a bit damp or too windy,
come inside
to the lead stage.
Yeah.
I hope their tree doesn't blow down out the back, but mind you, we might get some hot SES guys come to. So, yeah, I don't know. Could be a win-win.
Of course, the Northside Bazaar is all to the for the benefit of the David Williams Fund at the VSE and also Joy 94.9. So, make sure you get along and come and meet us and say hello as we hang by the lead stage and make sure it doesn't all turn to crap. But, you know, we're going to have to get up there and do a routine.
If all these people
don't turn up, we're going to have to do a routine ourselves.
We'll make you.
We
will.
We should do, like, some backup dancing or something.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, you can do that. Knock yourself out.
So it's going to be a fun day, so make sure you get along. And that's about it for tonight, really.
Yeah.
Now, we have been, of course, talking about the Down and Dirty website all evening. What is the actual website name?
It is downanddirty.org.
Down and Dirty, so it's A-N.
Yep, no D.
Down and, no extra D.
No extra D.
downanddirty.org. I spelled that right, didn't I?
Yep, you sure did.
Well done. Now, the other thing we should mention is you said on there that under the fixing section and some other points, there are links to certain events, and Dean Beck has his next event coming up on Tuesday, the 29th of November.
That's Tuesday, the 29th of November.
We had you sure about that? It is Tuesday. Yeah.
Lend a hand.
So
yeah, lend a hand. Dean Beck's very successful and highly sought after.
Yes.
Fisting workshop.
Intro to fisting.
I've been myself. There's even food.
Mm.
Yeah, that's great.
Catered and all.
Absolutely.
So, boys, we'll see you there on Saturday, but it is downanddirty.org is where you can find a heap of stuff about sexual practices, enhanced fun, chat to some specialists or send through some questions for a specialist, and be informed.
And lots of sexy photos.
And lots of really sexy photos.
Great.
They are, obviously, disclaimer, not safe for work images.
Only a couple of them.
Don't pull these up at the bank tomorrow while you're working away.
You do have to...
Check them out when you're at home, but they are really, really cool, kinky, sexy
images. And we're getting some new ones soon, so I can get rid of the ones of me.
I do have a quick story. So my partner had real estate showing people his old apartment, and the old down and dirty calendar was left open.
Do you remember which image it was?
I do, actually. Jay was in it. Jay Robinson.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Now I know what you're talking about. Eye-opening experience for that real estate agent.
Michael and Craig, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you on Saturday.
See you on Saturday.
See you, man.
That has been Hide and Seek for another week. Tim, of course, all of our podcasts here at Hide and Seek are available at joy.org.au/hideandseek, along with all of our social media links. A big thank you to David, who does a fantastic job at getting all of our stuff done for us.
He sure does.
He sure does. And also, there'll be a very special edition, podcast-only edition of Hide and Seek there in the coming days of Dean Beck's trip down to the Daily Jock store opening.
Oh, wow. Even more.
Even more Looking than we heard at the it. Top of the show. So make sure you get along and listen in to those. As we said, of course, we will see you down at the Northside Bazaar this coming Saturday for the benefit of Joy and, of course, the David Williams Fun. It is, of course, becoming one of Melbourne's most loved events. And as you said, the top of the show, Tim, it's like Folsom in Europe and in Berlin joined up with Carnival and all these sort of things. So make sure you get along. And
fun for the whole family.
Well, sort of. Just make sure you... Yes. There may be asses in the street, but that's all right. That's very good. That's what we would like to see.
Oh, I have to get my chaps on.
You'll have to get... Yeah, yes.
Can I wear that with my Joy shirt?
I'm sure you can. it's all happening, of course, from midday. The lead stage is from 1 o'clock. We'll see you there. Until next week, bye for now.
Later.
Don't forget, it's time for you to tell our boss that you love Hide and Seek by filling out the Joy Listener Survey at joy.org.au and tell the world by giving us a 5-star rating on iTunes or Stitcher. Thank you.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.